It's Wednesday, June 17th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Dozens of troops from India and China were reportedly killed in a dispute along a contested area of their shared border, the first bloody clash between the two countries in decades, and an event with the potential to spark even more violence, reports U.S. News and World Report. American intelligence believes 35 Chinese troops died, including one senior officer. The incident took place during a meeting in the mountainous region between the two sides, both of which had agreed to disarm, to determine how the two militaries would safely withdraw their presences from the region. All of the casualties were from the use of batons and knives and from falls from the steep topography. According to the U.S. assessment, the Chinese government considers the casualties among their troops as a humiliation for its armed forces and has not confirmed the numbers for fear of emboldening other adversaries. On Tuesday, North Korea bombed an inter-Korean liaison office in a town on the border with South Korea in an escalation of tensions on the Korean Peninsula, reports NBC News. The North Korean state news agency, KCNA, reported yesterday that the office was, quote, completely ruined, end quote. South Korea's vice unification minister, Soo-ho, who co-headed the liaison office, said the bombing was, quote, unprecedented in inter-Korean relations, end quote, calling it, quote, a nonsensical act that should have not happened, end quote. President Donald Trump signed an executive order yesterday encouraging police departments nationwide to enact policies that prohibit the use of chokeholds, that restrict airflow except in situations where the use of deadly force is permitted, reports the Christian Post. Weeks after the Memorial Day death of George Floyd, a black man, who died after now-fired white police officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee down on Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes as other officers restrained his back and legs, Trump announced a new wide-ranging executive order in a ceremony held in the White House Rose Garden. Listen.
We're joined today by law enforcement professionals and community leaders. Though we may all come from different places and different backgrounds, we're united by our desire to ensure peace and dignity and equality for all Americans. Today, I'm signing an executive order encouraging police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities. These standards will be as high and as strong as there is on earth. The vast majority of police officers are selfless and courageous public servants. They are great men and women. When others run away from danger, police run straight into harm's way, often putting their lives at stake to protect someone who they don't know or never even met.
On Monday, Attorney General William Barr ordered the scheduling of executions for 4 death row inmates convicted of murdering and, in 2 cases, raping children in what would be the first federal execution since 2003, reports Fox News. He said, quote, the American people, acting through Congress and presidents of both political parties, have long instructed that defendants convicted of the most heinous crimes should be subject to a sentence of death, end quote. The last federal execution took place on March 17, 2003. Although a district court tried to prevent the Bureau of Prisons from carrying out the executions, the U.S. Court of Appeals rejected the injunction, allowing Barr to schedule the dates of execution. The executions will take place on July 13th, 15th, 17th, and August 28th. Genesis 9, verse 6 declares, whoever sheds human blood, by human shall their blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made mankind. Yesterday, The Worldview reported that Colorado had passed Senate Bill 163, which, quote, tightened requirements, end quote, on immunizations for children. However, the Lord mercifully provided an exemption for homeschooling families. The Worldview spoke to Stephen Craig, executive director for the Christian Home Educators of Colorado, on how the exemption came about. Listen.
There was a few of us that gathered outside the Capitol building on Friday afternoon and just were crying out to God for mercy. We know that He controls the hearts of kings and turns them like a river wherever He chooses. And it was just amazing to see him work during the next 24 hours. And by the end of Saturday night, we had an exemption for homeschoolers. The only group